This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, nurturing your child's mental health. Parents usually keep watch on their child's physical health, but they may not pay as much attention to mental health unless a specific problem has been diagnosed. Dr. Nicholas Wester is a clinical psychologist at Children's Health and an associate professor at UT Southwestern Medical Center, told me a child's mental health is something you have to monitor each day.
It's more focused on how their child thinks, feels, and behaves and the interconnection between those three. They're going to want to be able to help their child identify and articulate how their child is feeling. Even more importantly than that is to be able to respond to their child's nonverbal emotional cues in order to give their child the comfort and security to be able to articulate and identify with words their feelings to their parents, because if their parents respond inappropriately, such as, you have no reason to feel sad, or stop crying, or I'll give you a reason to cry, then their child may learn that it's not safe to disclose how they're thinking and feeling, even if they know how they think and feel.
Well, being attuned and paying attention is one of several steps you've identified to nurturing a child's mental health. This one I found interesting. Allow your child to experience distress and failure.
A lot of parents understandably don't want to see their children in distress, but sometimes allowing our children to struggle in areas can help them develop a healthy sense of self, confidence, self-control, and self-efficacy, meaning they will start to believe in themselves when they're going to take on a difficult challenge. We don't need to let them struggle and be at risk for physical harm. But when it comes to allowing our kids to experience a little bit of stress, whether it's related to school or relationships, and be there to support them without necessarily solving the problem for them.
You say boredom can be a good thing.
A lot of parents worry that their children are not busy enough or they're not have anything to do. And so they start to say, Mom, Dad, I'm bored. And that's understandable. But that's also a time for them to learn how to engage their creative self.
Among the other steps, provide structure.
In an unpredictable world, especially like we have right now going on, having a sense of structure and predictability can really provide a sense of security and mental health safety for children. They may not know what's going to happen in the world next, if they're going to be able to go visit their grandparents, or if they're going to have school, or if they're going to be safe necessarily going out. They can predict at least when they're going to have breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, when they're going to have playtime, when they're going to have bedtime, story time. And so having that type of structure with, of course, some flexibility within it for the unknowns in life. But when children can see and know what to expect next, that can really help foster their mental health, because then they can focus on their creativity. They can focus on the here and now with how they're feeling and developing relationships in a safe environment.
One of the others that you suggest is parents need to set a good example.
Being able to model for our children how to respond to uncomfortable emotions, our big feelings that are not fun, is a great way to help our children. We don't necessarily need to provide a perfect way to show how to manage every single emotion, but we can model how to seek help when we need it and to know our limitations. And I think that for some parents who may struggle with their own mental health disorders or mental health difficulties can be a great model for their child, so that way their children can know it's okay to ask for help and there's nothing wrong with how mom and dad are feeling, but this is the next thing. If I were to feel this way, I know that I can ask for help because mom and dad have modeled that for me.
If you follow these steps, does that ensure or guarantee a mentally healthy child?
Absolutely not. Because there are a lot of unknowns in life. These just help our parents and our kids to create an environment in which mental health has the greatest chance of flourishing to the maximum potential. And even if none of these are followed, there's a good chance our kids are still going to be okay. But we want to make sure we increase those chances as much as we can. And so how we model, how we talk about mental health and being attuned and helping our children learn how to identify, articulate, and respond to their emotions in a healthy way sets them up for a healthy developmental trajectory into adulthood.
Dr. Westers, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.